Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Mark chapter 5. And it's the account that's given to us beginning at verse 21 of Jairus' daughter and how he comes to the Lord Jesus Christ and asks him to come to his house to heal his child. And then while Jesus is moving toward that place, he's interrupted. And it's a woman who has an issue of blood. And there are several verses that are dedicated to this woman who has come. She's miraculously healed. She's transformed. And then we find verse 35 of Mark chapter 5. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" I couldn't help but just think about that question. Now, you know the end of the story, because you've read it. Does the girl live again? Yes, she does. She's brought forth from the grave because it's Jesus. But notice, please, the response of the servants and the thought that's prominent here in the question. All right? Why troublest thou the master any further? Now, that question says something. They did not believe that he had the power beyond just a miracle performed while the person's alive, right? Don't bother him, she's dead. Because they used regular human things. We don't go to a funeral home and expect the person lying in the casket to sit up and say, "Hey, what are y'all doing here?" We don't expect that. We know that that person is gone physically. And yet, what did these men fail to note about the miracles of Jesus Christ? They failed to note His power. His power to bring back to life. I think some Christians many times live with that, "Well, I'm not going to bother the Master with this. This situation, you know, we'll pray for someone who is struggling with stage 4 or stage 5 cancer," and a lot of people say, "Why bother the Master? They're going to go ahead and die anyway." Prayer and seeking the Lord's face not only benefits the person you're praying for, but it benefits you. Because you're saying, "God, I know You're powerful and that You can deliver this person if You choose." What does that do for me? That helps me to understand that it's not a frail attempt that we have at crying out to God, but we still have the same powerful God. And He can do whatever He chooses. And that's why we seek Him out in prayer. Let's be careful that we're not like the servant said, "Hey, your daughter's dead. Why trouble the Master any further?" They did not believe. They did not believe that the Master was powerful enough to come and raise this little girl back to life. And that's exactly what He did. Amen? We have the record. There was an interruption. "Oh, why do people have to interrupt? I've got an important situation here. My daughter's dying." Message comes back. She's dead. In their minds, this was all done. Oh, how we need to be reminded every hour of every day, in the midst of all the rioting, in the midst of COVID-19 and all the chaos that's around the world right now, who's in charge? God Almighty, the Master. And I just have to trust Him that He's big enough and that He's powerful enough to deliver His people because He said He would. May God help us to have a higher understanding of our God than these servants did of Jesus Christ.